boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm a firm believer that my middle name should always be Procrastinate or Procrastinator.
That is correct.
So my sister and I are having like two conversations going at one time in texting because tonight we're going to go see Life of a Showgirl, like the release party.
Mm-hmm, at the movie.
Yeah. And Marcus Theaters. And then on Sunday, we're going to go see the Jonas Brothers in Des Moines. So we're talking about two
things. Jam-packed weekend.
I know, girl. So we're talking about two things at once. And at one point, she said, what are you wearing? And I'm like, okay, what are you asking? Like, to Life of a Showgirl tonight? Like, are we dressing up for the theaters? Or are you asking me about the Jonas Brothers? Mm. She goes, for Taylor Swift. And I'm like, oh, got it. You know, I didn't even think about dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
She shows me that she's wearing this beautiful orange glittery dress. Girl is going all out.
Shut up.
I was like, oh my God, I gotta go to the store. No joke.
This is all happening this morning?
Yeah, at 11 a.m.
Oh my God.
I run to the store. I buy this orange.
It is the perfect orange.
I buy this orange Life of a Showgirl color sweater today. It's a little hot for it. It's what, 88 degrees?
Yep.
Don't care. And you really, I walk in, you're like, wow, you look so Life of a Showgirl. And I go, I bought this 20 minutes ago.
Yes.
It's not been cleaned. Don't judge.
I can't judge because the commitment is there. I told you, I was like, did I think about it this morning? Like, oh, I should wear orange for like Life of a Showgirl day. I found out that's not a color I really wear because
you wore pink.
I have a full pink sweatsuit on right now because I'm like, well, it's.
And if you're listening, you're like,
girly.
That's Taylor. Taylor wore pink. That's not her. What are you doing?
You know what? I'm surviving today. This is what I'm doing.
You should have had the panic attack that I did this morning, which is running to the store.
I'm relaxed because I'm the least important Taylor of all today.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One of the craziest things about weddings, I feel, is that it's literally only one day.
Yep, that's why I'm a firm believer. People are going to dog on me. I don't care. I'm a firm believer. Why do you spend so much money when it's only like 4 hours?
And a lot of people say it's the stressfulest
day. You do you. I don't care what you do. But for me personally, I just can't. My mind can't wrap around spending thousands of dollars for 4 hours, you know?
On one day.
On one day, and that's it.
Well.
My mind can't do it. I just can't.
And I've seen a lot of, especially on TikTok, people saying, like, if I did it all again, maybe I wouldn't spend so much money because it was one day, and then you don't use
any. There's a chance you're going to get divorced in like a year.
Oh, well, way to look on the bright side.
I can't.
Dude.
I have a hard time.
I'm more talking about like, you know, those centerpieces that you spend a bunch of money on. You're never going to use them again. The big thing is your wedding dress. You wear
Girl,
it once.
I didn't. You remember when I. Can I tell you something? You know how I was just looking at this sweater today?
Yeah.
I went to a secondhand store.
Yeah.
There was also wedding dresses. I looked
no
casually.
Way.
I looked. My goal, my biggest goal in life and what I dream is that I'll randomly stumble upon my dream wedding dress at a secondhand store.
That'd be sick.
Because I'm like, you're also going to wear it for one day.
You are. Or are you?
What do you know?
There's a girl on TikTok who, same thing, probably spent lots and lots of money on it. Her name is Kate Baker. And she is documenting doing casual things in her wedding dress. So she posted day one of me doing like random casual things in my wedding dress because it makes me sad that it just sits in my closet. Nobody sees it. It brings me a lot of joy, but it just sits in my closet. So she got married 3 years ago. Obviously, she hasn't worn it since the wedding because normally you don't wear your wedding dress after your wedding, but she's now doing different activities. So on day one, she went to Chick-fil-A in her wedding dress.
You're speaking my language. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A in her wedding dress. Go on.
Day two.
I'll order a number three.
She went to Target. She just needed to get some.
Oh my God. You were talking so dirty. Keep going.
And then today.
Keep going.
The most updated day three.
Where else? Where'd she go?
She went to Ulta.
Oh my God. Taylor.
What is crazy, and I don't know if it's the way she's editing these videos, is that nobody is looking twice at her. You know what I mean? Like, you would think if you walked into Ulta with a wedding dress on, people would maybe be like,
I should have bought a dress today.
It's today, the big day. You just, are you going to do this just to see if you get some attention?
No, I just want to wear it. I just want to wear a dress and do random things.
That's what I'm saying.
I would wear a wedding dress here.
Can you do that just for a social experiment?
I don't think it's company policy. And if they yelled at me, I would say think twice.
I know. I want to know if anybody would even.
Okay. First off, if anyone was going to wear a wedding dress in this company, it would be me.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't be out of character.
No.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yesterday, you and I got finally our hands on a coffee creamer we've been dying to get. It's like a seasonal coffee creamer.
I need to look it up so that, you know,
we can talk about which one it is. Well, you and I have been trying to find a Starbucks cake pop birthday cake flavored one. That's one of them. Mm-hmm. There's like the Little Debbie one, Christmas cake one that we're looking for, and then this one.
It's Coffee Mate brown butter chocolate chip cookie coffee creamer.
I saw a girl on TikTok. She was raving about it. She says she looks forward to it every time around this time of the year, and then a little goes a long way. And I was like, okay, I like what you said. So I sent it to you, and you were like, we got to find it.
I need it immediately. There's also a cold foam. Shut up. I need it in my mouth.
So we found it yesterday, and we bought it. No one could stop us. And I brought it home yesterday, and I asked my boyfriend, neighbor man, if he wanted to try it. And he goes, I'll try it when I make coffee. And
yeah.
I go, No. That's when I realized that maybe I'm not normal when it comes to coffee creamers, so I kind of want to tell you what happens when I buy new coffee creamers. But as soon as I get it and I bring it home, we bust into that thing. Well, me. I bust into that thing. And there's normally like a little, I don't even know what you want to call it, like a plastic.
Like a pull tab.
Pull tab. And I pull that off and I lick it because I want to know, what does the coffee creamer taste like? And that tastes good. And if I don't feel like I've gotten a good taste of it just yet, I'll pour a little bit into the cap and I'll just taste it.
You're doing shots?
Shots of the creamer. Shot. Everybody. No, it's just me because nobody else will do it with me apparently. And I do shots of it. I can't wait. I'm not waiting until the next morning to put that in my coffee. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I did.
I'm not. No. I've been waiting this long to find it in store. I'm not waiting another day. No, that's a joke. So I tried it last night. I could tell you it was a 10 out of 10. What did you do? Wait till this morning?
Well, yeah, I was really excited to bring it home. And then I put it in my fridge. And then I go, oh, I can't wait to try it tomorrow. I will say it gave me something to wake up for this morning. A will to live, if you will.
Mine was a will to do last night. I can't wait till tomorrow.
You can do another shot tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Taylor bullied me.
I didn't mean to.
Well, she bullied me, and it kind of made me spiral a little bit. So what happened was, you used my phone, I think it was last week, and I don't remember what was the reasoning why. And you were like, oh, what is all over your screen?
Because let me tell you, it looked like there was like hairspray. You know what that looks like when
girls know.
You get hairspray caked on your phone screen and then you're like, ugh, there's like dots and it's distorted. That's what I thought it was. But you're like, oh no, it's just like that. It's
like, and then you're like, screens aren't like that.
Low-key, gross. Sorry.
You're like, I think it's cracked. And then it wasn't until I went home that night that I was like, you know, kind of touching it a little bit more. And I'm like cleaning it. Then I really, really cleaned it, took a wipe to it. And I'm like, oh no, I think she's right. I think it's cracked. So then you bullied me. I felt bad about myself.
I shamed you. I didn't mean to, but I did. I shamed you.
So I ordered a new screen. It came in last night. Neighbor man put it on for me. And girl, you ever like get something new, like a new car or something, and you're like, you know what? I didn't know how like trashy I was living.
I don't know how I survived with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, my screen is so much softer.
You can actually see what you're typing.
Oh my God. Well, when I texted you and I'm like, got a new screen, I'm like, it's like crystal clear. I didn't know before how much, like, my screen was foggy because it was that much scratched up. I'm like, I can see now. I can see clearly now. It's so not.
Do screen. I get like a? Do I get like a thanks?
I don't know.
Bring back bullying your friends. You know.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
May I make a request to Miss Mother Nature?
Yes.
Cool it. Can we cool off a little bit? Like, I so badly want to do nothing this weekend, but I feel like when it's nice and like hot and sunny, it's just shaming you as you're sitting on your butt at home. You know what I'm saying? I want to cozy up. Fall vibes on my couch with a blankie.
But he ain't feeling fall. It's still feeling summer.
But you know what I mean? When it's like, when it looks like this outside, I'm like, well, I probably should like take advantage of it. Get some yard work done.
My boyfriend neighbor man really wants to go pumpkin picking. And I'm like, so we're going to sweat the whole time?
Dude.
I think the pumpkins are going to sweat too.
They're going to be squishy and sweaty. That's not, it's not the vibe.
I want to do family photos too. I'm like, we got to get family photos in for our Christmas cards. Quick stat too.
Oh, and you're wanting to do sweaters? No way.
On one of these weekends, while the fall leaves are changing. But it's too hot.
Can't do
it. My deodorant can't keep up.
I'm going to have stinky Christmas photos.
This is the second album that me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, have been together. With Taylor Swift. Does that make sense? Like, we've been together.
In the time you've been dating, this is the second album she's released.
Yes. So the first one was Tortured Poets Department. And now it's Life of a Showgirl. And I'm like, we need to up. We need to up what you're doing.
Oh.
Last time he didn't do anything. He just kind of let me have my space while I enjoyed the Tortured Poets Department. This time, I asked for him. When he comes home from work, I better be greeted with The Life of a Showgirl on CD.
Oh. Okay.
And he agreed to it. He said yes. And then I said, but then I was like, okay, let's see. If he's saying yes, how much further can I go with this? I said, okay, can you decorate the whole house in orange? And he goes, no. And I said, why? And he goes, the whole house? That's a lot of work.
This man has got to be tired.
What?
What have you, what kind of party have you thrown him for his video games?
None. I just let him play video games.
Everybody think of Neighbor Man during this time.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We got to talk about Taylor Swift.
Well, obviously.
Okay, so you know this woman is always up to something. She can release an album and people are talking about what's coming next.
They're like, cool, that one just dropped. What's now?
Yeah, what is she hinting at next. Now that she has dropped this album? And that's exactly what people are trying to decode on TikTok. In fact, people are asking, is Taylor hatching?
Huh?
Like an egg. Is she hatching? Or is she not?
She does Easter eggs, so maybe.
Exactly. So internet sleuths are way smarter than me. And they noticed when Taylor bought her masters back and she wrote that beautiful letter on her website, she mentioned Reputation Taylor's version.
Don't go there with me again. I am not mentally stable.
I need you to calm down and take some deep breaths. She mentioned that she had not re-recorded Reputation.
Don't go there with me. Okay.
But there were vault tracks, and she has some Reputation vault tracks. And specifically, she said, quote, if you guys are still into the idea for the unreleased vault tracks from Rep to hatch. So people are like, that's a weird thing to say. Why are we talking about hatching? Eggs, Easter eggs, have cracks and lines. Apple Music, since this album has dropped, you know the iconic cover now of her in the bathtub.
Yeah.
It has purple glitter cracks on it. Like, it looks like the album is cracking. Then people have looked back at the Reputation set on the Eras Tour, and her like floor that her stage was made out of was like LED lit up in different ways. During the Reputation set, there were cracks on the stage. In the anti-hero music video, she cuts into an egg and purple glitter spills out. Like she's cracking the egg again with purple glitter. I don't know what that means. If we're cracking the Reputation vault tracks, plus I'm going to do one more thing to you. That is on YouTube. Somebody showed they were listening to Ready For It. They were watching the official music video. And like the rewind, like toggle thing, you know, on YouTube, normally it's a red button, like just a red circle. But on that music video, Ready For It, it was an orange door.
I'm getting in trouble by my boyfriend right now for clowning way too much for Reputation. I cannot spiral again, Taylor. That's my favorite album. Don't do this to me.
I don't know what it means.
Don't do this to me. My heart rate. Oh, I'm going to get yelled at by my Apple Watch. We cannot do this right now.
Are you getting an alert?
Yes. Don't do this to me right now. Let's get back to Life of a Showgirl.
I think that's probably wise.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
It's National Smarties Day, and trust me, I looked high and low for a trivia question for that, so I couldn't find it.
We're allergic to being smart things.
She's not wrong. So, we're doing the opposite. We're doing a dumb trivia question. It's National Smarties Day. A new study from Michigan State found that this is making us dumber at work. What is it?
I'm like, bosses, are you listening?
Don't.
Tune in.
Don't tell them.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I don't know. You can text in your guests 319-200-1029.
Why would you tell them to tune in?
Well, I'm like, should they know? Probably not.
No.
Do we want to be dumber? I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Be dumber. Don't work smarter. What? I'm so stupid.
Now I'm confused. And this is why it's dumb up in here.
A new study from Michigan State found that this is making us dumber at work. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question, in honor of National Smarties Day, couldn't find anything for that, so we're going the opposite. We're doing a dumb trivia question. A new study from Michigan State found that this is making us dumber at work. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 4720 said Zoom meetings.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
like, speaking for everyone.
I'm trying to remember the time that our whole lives were on Zoom, and I did feel probably the dumbest.
It's hard because someone will ask a question and 16 people are talking over everybody and you miss.
Mute your mic.
And you miss something.
You're muted.
It's just like, oh my God.
What a mess.
6654 said overtime.
Making you dumber? Well, honestly, though, if you are working a bunch of overtime, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
I can't think straight.
Exactly. I start losing brain cells, I'm sure. I don't know if that's a thing, but we're going to say that is.
Can we get that to be a study? You know, I don't know. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, right.
Tim said working remotely.
I could see that.
I think I would be horrible at that.
I'd get easily distracted working remotely.
I'd be really good at it at first, and then I'd be like, well, they don't know that I'm sitting on my couch and I'm also painting my toes at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, I would start
doing other things.
Yeah.
That's why they don't let us work remotely, Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. I just already dug myself the hole.
You're never
going
to be allowed to. It's National Smarties Day, so we're going to do the opposite and do a dumb trivia question. A new study from Michigan State found that this is making us dumber at work. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I don't think I've ever had one good Zoom meeting. They didn't annoy me.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Again, it's like somebody has their microphone on and they need to have it off, or I can't get my microphone on, or my camera is off and I need it on. It's just a cluster.
I mean, don't you always do Zoom meetings anyways? Okay.
I do a lot of Zoom meetings. For someone who hates them.
Yeah.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
It's National Smarties Day, and we couldn't find a question for that, so we're doing the opposite. A new study from Michigan State found that this is making us dumber at work. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The lighting in the office is making us dumber at work.
I wonder what that is. Is it like the fluorescent lighting?
Yes! Oh my God! Whoa. I cannot stand that lighting! Sorry, I am team none of that. None of that. No. I am team lamp. Sorry. You got me heated in here.
I don't even want to know.
I think I'm dumb because of that.
What are you like in a home improvement store? I don't even want to know.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.